go home and sit in the fetal position for the rest of his life. But there's so much stuff going on. It's really nuts. They're still working on the wall. And if that isn't enough, the president today introduced something called the RAISE Act that would limit immigrants to the United States to people who have money and speak English.
The RAISE Act ends chain migration and replaces our low-skilled system with a new points-based system for receiving a green card. This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
Trump has been quite a fascinating character, and it hasn't even been a full year into his term. And I mean, the way he does things is very unique, right? I mean, just recently I was reading online that he was trying to push for a law or for an act in which immigrants coming into this country would have to know English, would have to be productive citizens. Pretty much he wants to create immigration so that people are not coming in and leeching off welfare. And that's commendable. But I think the way Trump is going about it is a bit too extreme, especially deporting people that are, you know, law-abiding citizens. And I know people think, oh, well, they came into the country illegally, and therefore they're all criminals. And I just don't think that's what America is all about. That's never been that way. Now, granted, we have to monitor people that come in and out of this country because of the terrorist threats that we have. We have to make sure that everyone is documented for. But the way it is, you know, we have neighbors up north and down south that it's impossible to keep track of everyone and anything. And there's going to be people that fall through the cracks. And I don't understand why we just can't amnesty people, these illegals and people that are in here, law-abiding citizens. Anybody that's in here, I feel, should be given a clean slate. If they've been here for a time and they're putting in work and, you know, they're not causing any problems, they're contributing to the economy. And I think people feel that, you know, there's many, for one case that you talk about, for people that work and come in here and try to do it the right way, they're quick to point out someone else that it's taking advantage of the system. So it becomes a very sticky situation from whatever side you're looking at it. And I guess the way I feel about it is that whenever you have these extremes of a good and bad example, then you have to kind of create a common, like a middle solution, like a solution where it's not going to make people on one side or the other happy. And the way I would go about it, or something that I would think would be ideal, would be, let's just have people come out of the shadows, encourage them, and give them a pass and say, okay, if you haven't committed any crimes, if you haven't been documented as being a criminal or doing anything illegal, then we're going to give you citizenship. If you have kids here as well and you're not a criminal, you get citizenship. And then, but before we do all of that, then we have to create a process in which people can come in and work. Because I think people that do come here and work, they want to just make the money and then send it back to the country, to their families. And this is just pure anecdotal, but from my, you know, I live in an area where there's a lot of migrant workers. It's a farm town. Before it became luxury, you have a lot of an industry where they rely on the workers, man. And the Mexicans, man, they put in that work. There's no doubt about it. You can't tell me that those people, man, don't work their ass off. They do. They're fucking hard workers. The ones that go in there and grind, they grind harder than me and you. Puerto Ricans are lazy. I hate to break it to you. We rely on the government a bit too much. That's why our country, little island, is all bankrupt. Because, you know, motherfuckers just rely on the government too much. Too much assistance and help. You know, we need to be. But yeah, man, Mexicans get down and dirty, man. They definitely work. And on Sundays, they go drink. I have my friend, was sending me video, went over to a bar, you know, a Spanish bar out here, just to get some food. And it was fucking funny. The video was like, you see like all Mexicans men just drinking their ass off, you know? Like, it was like one prostitute in there. She was just soliciting the Mexicans' hard-earned money. Like, she knows what the honey spot was. Sundays at the cantina at that place, wherever the heck they were hanging out. But I think that we have to just look at it in a way where it's practical. And I know people will get mad. And, you know, I just don't understand why conservatives and white people just get all bent out of shape. I've talked about these stats before. Like, our country is 76% white. You know, Fortune 500 is less than 1% people of color. You know, as far as the politicians, 75% are white males. So, you know, this country is dominated by white people, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying that I think that people get so caught up in that element of losing or letting the Mexicans or the blacks take over. And it's just, that's not ever going to happen. Okay. Now, granted, you have a lot of the blacks and a lot of the Mexicans that commit a lot of the crimes in this country. And it's a lot of it's because of the poverty. And obviously, when you have a system that's in play that has created rules and laws that affect those people from poverty, then it makes it easier for them to be targets. It's like, you know, we don't have an equal start, no matter what people want to say. And but I think it's something that we ought to be considerate about. And it's not about being weak when we're saying, hey, you know, we need to give Mexicans or illegal immigrants a pass. I think we just need to be documented. We need to just encourage them. Hey, if you want to come and work, no problem. You know, we just got to get your fingerprint. We have to get, you know, your birth certificate information, just basic information from you, so that we're able to trace you, you know, DNA. I mean, what's wrong with asking someone, hey, you know, we should have federal guidelines. Say anybody that works for you should be fingerprinted, should have a DNA sample. I don't care if they're citizens or not. You know, something along those lines where we're able to track people, because I think that's the one fear that we have. And obviously the second one is that they don't pay into the system. I know in Florida they do. You know, if they're trying to have assistance from the state as far as welfare, as far as all that stuff, they're paying into it. Because guess what? You know, we don't pay income taxes in Florida. Our taxes are derived from sales taxes. They're derived from, you know, purchases. And whether it's a house, whether it's a car, you know, it's always a fee that you're going to have to pay to the state for every transaction. And, you know, if a Mexican wants to go to Walmart on a Sunday and buy food, that's 6%. Guess what? It's going to the state. You know, when they're buying beer, goes to the state. When they're paying for gas, goes to the state. So the consumption tax allows for them to, you know, use the services. And whether you agree with it or not, that's the reality of it. Now, how much is it? Now, that's something I wouldn't know. But they do pay into the system. They do pay into these things that, you know, they're, quote unquote, taken advantage of. It's in Florida, they do. And I know in every state is different. But I think that's the way it should be. And I think that if these people need help, and I'm all about short-term assistance as well. So, but I do have to, you know, kind of be a champion for illegal immigrants, man. I know that a lot of them come in here, they commit crimes, but I think the best way to rectify that or to minimize it, I don't think you're ever going to eradicate any bad from anybody, you know? Like, I think it's one of those deals where, I mean, you're an immigrant. Yeah, all Mexicans, are they all going to be all, you know, perfect? No, there's going to be some few bad apples in there. There's bad apples everywhere we go, you know, just like Muslims. Not all Muslims are evil. You know, you just have those few wackos that want to get on a plane and bomb and, you know, want to be, you know, wrapped up with all this C4. It was funny. I saw this Instagram post that this guy was just... He was in one of those things called, by the way, those things that I don't even know, like that people just put the feet on. It's not like a skateboard, but anyway, they move forward, their feet move forward, and they kind of like they're hovering but on wheels. But anyway, he was on one of those and he fell and he stumbled and boom, the bomb went off and he blew up. I was like, oh gosh, that's you didn't get to your mission. It seemed like he was just trying to act as he was slowly strolling, you know, doing something casually where, in fact, he was ready to just kill himself for Allah and in the name of Allah anyway. But, yeah, you know, I just feel overall that it's always going to be, bad apple spoiling the bunch. And I think that the fear gets into mainstream America, conservative America, because it's like they don't, if you think about it, they're not people that, when it comes to conservative America, they don't want to integrate with other cultures. They don't want to be around other people and other things that they're not comfortable with. I mean, it's a difference. There's a reason why people live in a place like Naples versus Miami. You know, they don't want to be around that stuff. They don't want to be around those people. You know, they don't want to be around, those type of cultures and different vibes and energy. And there's some people that welcome it. They love it. They love the variety. And that's what makes America great. But everyone's different in that regard. But I think that's what it is. People like Trump and people that support him, they just have that fear. They're like, you want to keep America great. They want to keep it, you know, untainted. Keep that bald eagle rising above all. And I think they fail to understand it is. It's beyond. The American way is never going to change, okay? As far as what, because it's the most of the people in this country will resonate that. But you're going to have pockets that are going to, you know, migrate and enjoy different facets of life. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. That's what made America great. Places like New York City, great. You know, places, bigger cities, I mean, they just embrace the different cultures, different backgrounds. So I think that we just have to be welcoming and accepting of that. I mean, you can't be ignorant to people that want to do harm. And again, going back to the illegal immigrants and all of that, I think that we just have to document everyone. You know, let people come out, say, hey, guys, you know what? Just, you know, I know you're here. You didn't do it the right way. And then people say, well, what about the other people that did it right? Well, maybe it's a different one. Maybe it'll be like, maybe give them like a temporary one where they're just given temporary citizenship. And within 5 years, they have to go through that process of getting the citizenship like everyone else has done. I think that'll be a fair way of doing it. I mean, it's just so many different layers to it. But at the end of the day, we have to provide a solution because, I mean, you hate to read stories about these families being broken because someone just fears them and they haven't done anything wrong. If anything, go after the criminals. Go after the ones that have done harm. Don't go after the ones that are doing their part. Go after the ones that are trying to create damage and kill, whatever it is, you know, those people that are trying to do bad. Let's get them out of here. But not all of them are bad. And I think that's the problem with this administration. I think they're pegging them all as criminals, all as bad people. And I don't think that's fair. I think there's some people that honestly just want to get here. And I think we, people that come from dire situations, that come from hardships, can understand that when you're trying to make a run for it and you're trying to survive. And you know, granted, you're not doing it the right way because time is not on your side. I think that's what people that are affluent or they come from decent backgrounds don't understand is that when you're in dire situations, you can't be patient. It's no different than why people turn to crime or turn to just things that are illegal growing up and kind of stay in that cycle because no one has the time to spend 18, 21, 22 years in school. It's not something that many of us are in a position to tolerate, you know, like if you have mom and dad, if you come from a middle-class working family where, you know, you may not be, let's just say you're just middle-class, you know, your mom's a teacher and maybe you don't have a dad, but you know, someone's working, things are being paid. You can go to the doctor. People in the ghetto, people from poor backgrounds, man, it's a dire circumstance you're coming from, like where you got to make shit happen fast and people just don't have it. You know, and I think that's when you would understand the plight. That's when you understand the circumstances of someone coming across the border because they don't have the time. You know, they don't have 5 years or however years it is to invest and then trying to survive themselves. Imagine someone in Mexico that lives in a poor ass environment, right? And they have a kid or two to feed. They don't have a job, right? And now they want to come to the U.S. because they need a job. They know their job's available. But the United States is saying, well, you got to go through this process. This is going to take you 5 to 7 years, let's just say. What are you going to do? Are you going to try to, okay, study and do all of that and then try to find a way to survive in a world where you are not provided a financial means, it's a tough call. You just got to run for it and hope that things work out. So that's kind of where the whole mindset that, of me understanding, because when people are in dire situations, when people are in a mindset of trying to survive, it's hard, man. It's hard to tell them, yeah, be patient. It's like telling a kid from the hood, yeah, no, 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 just go to school. I mean, what for? I mean, I'm going to go to school for 22 years, and then after that, you know, what am I going to get? You know, I need to help my mom. I need to help my siblings. I need to make this happen. And you see those stories being told all the time. They're being told all the time via sports. And I think that's the thing that you can see from the sports stories, that you have some of these athletes. And, you know, I get tired of seeing them because I guess I know they're there. But I think it's always fascinating when SportsCenter puts on a story and they're like, okay, well, you know, this person came. Her mom was a drug dealer and she's arrested. And, you know, the father is dead. And, you know, and now he's made it through sports and all of this. Yeah, I mean, that's just, think about those guys. How many of those stories are out there? But no one cares because they just feel, well, they got to do it the right way. But they're not being put in that pressure cooker. Like a regular person, like a conservative, they'd be like, you know, and then you have a guy that'd be like, oh, that wasn't me. I had to work hard. No, motherfucker. I mean, generally speaking, dumbass, you're the exception. You know, it's like me telling people when I go drive by Naples, hey, Naples, when you go down the community, guess what? Like a fancy-ass community where million-dollar homes here by the beach, Port Royal. How many, out of those 10 houses, how many people you think have issues with drugs or are miserable with life? Like how many you think? You know, there'll probably be a couple in there that are still miserable, even though they live in Port Royal and Naples. They're still going to be miserable. You're still going to have a person or two that's going to be miserable. No doubt about it. All right? But most of those people are affluent. They don't have problems. They're enjoying life. This is like the secondary home. No problems. So now you turn that back around and turn around in a lower socioeconomic environment, projects or poor neighborhoods. Okay? What about none of those 10 houses? Do you think they're going to have happy endings? You think they're in stable conditions? No. Most of those people are not. There's an exception to the rule. Someone can make it out of there or two. But to say that we all are in the same position and we all have the same plight, I think it's just being ignorant. And I think that's where conservative America, social conservative America, fails to understand, is that you may have been the exception. But your plight, you have no idea what the people in poor backgrounds deal with, because they're dealing with crime. They're dealing with trying to survive. And they don't take that perspective. And I know that they feel like it's playing like a violin. There's a will, there's a way. But those things are real. It's just no different than me handicapping you and cutting your arm off. I mean, you can complain. You know, you can have someone else cry a river and say, hey, you know, fucking deal with it. You have one arm. But, you know, other people will be like understanding of that, being cut off that arm, that you can't be as productive or as good in a sport. So I just wish we were more aware of that. And unfortunately, the circus of the Donald Trump presidency doesn't think that way. And the crazy thing is, it's far from over. We got 3 more years.
So now we're 7, getting on 8 months in. How do you feel about the chances that he's been given? Do you still want to give him a chance, or have you given him all the chances he's going
to
get?
It's not like I wanted to give him a chance that night.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not criticizing that you said that. I think it's a really good impulse. But how do you feel about, how do you feel about the guy now?
You know, listen, man. In the last 6 months, I think we're all getting an education about the presidency. I don't know that I've ever heard in just popular discourse people discussing ethics this much. And I didn't even realize how ethics were necessarily supposed to work at that level of government. And he's putting all this stuff on the forefront.
Well, nobody really talks about oxygen until someone's got their hands around your throat.